This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Visceral fat loss reduces diabetes risk by 28% even after weight regain, decade-long study shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD-MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, loss of visceral fat through lifestyle interventions creates a lasting metabolic legacy that continues to protect against diabetes for up to a decade, even when body weight returns to baseline levels. Research from Ben-Gurion University of the Negev demonstrates that participants who lost visceral fat during an 18-month intervention maintained a 28% lower diabetes risk 10 years later, despite regaining their original weight. Key takeaways: visceral fat reduction alone, not liver, pancreatic, or subcutaneous fat loss, drives long-term diabetes protection. Participants maintained 28% lower diabetes risk for TAFTER intervention, and did metabolic benefits persisted despite complete weight regain to baseline levels. Each 1% reduction in visceral fat correlated with sustained improvements in insulin sensitivity. Study at a glance, 28% reduction in diabetes risk maintained 10 years after visceral fat loss intervention. Diabetes risk reduction by fat type lost 10-year follow-up results showing sustained metabolic benefits, visceral fat loss 28, liver fat loss 4%, pancreatic fat loss 2, subcutaneous fat loss 0%. So, source Ben-Gurion University of the Negev, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Metabolic memory challenges conventional weight loss thinking. The study followed 278 adults with abdominal obesity through an 18-month lifestyle intervention and subsequent 10-year observation period. Dr. Yiftach Gepner, lead researcher at Ben-Gurion University's School of Public Health, found that traditional weight-focused metrics failed to predict long-term metabolic benefits. The location and type of fat loss, rather than total weight reduction, determines lasting metabolic improvements, according to the research published in the International Journal of Obesity. Participants underwent detailed body composition analysis using magnetic resonance imaging to distinguish between visceral, liver, pancreatic, and subcutaneous fat deposits. The intervention combined Mediterranean diet principles with moderate physical activity, achieving average visceral fat reductions of 22% during the active phase. Researchers from multiple international institutions contributed to the decade-long follow-up analysis. Visceral fat emerges as unique metabolic target. Unlike other fat deposits, visceral fat, the deep abdominal fat surrounding organs, showed unique associations with sustained diabetes protection. The World Health Organization estimates 422 million adults worldwide live with diabetes, making these findings particularly significant for prevention strategies. Participants who achieved the greatest visceral fat loss maintained superior insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism markers throughout the 10-year follow-up, despite weight regain. Liver fat and pancreatic fat reductions, while beneficial during the active intervention, did not translate to long-term metabolic protection. The study's findings align with emerging research on adipose tissue biology and its role in metabolic disease development. Traditional body mass index measurements failed to predict which participants would maintain diabetes protection. Implications extend beyond individual interventions. These results challenge current obesity treatment paradigms that prioritize total weight loss over targeted fat reduction. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's diabetes prevention guidelines may need updating to reflect these mechanistic insights. Professor Iris Shai, senior author and nutrition researcher at Ben-Gurion University, noted the study's implications for precision medicine approaches. The research suggests that interventions specifically targeting visceral fat reduction could provide more durable metabolic benefits than general weight loss programs. Participants maintained improved inflammatory markers and insulin sensitivity measurements that correlated directly with their degree of visceral fat loss during the original intervention. This metabolic memory persisted independently of subsequent weight changes or dietary adherence. Visceral fat reduction of just 1% translated to measurable improvements in insulin sensitivity that persisted for the entire 10-year follow-up period, regardless of weight regain, Yift Gepner, Ben-Gurion University School of Public Health, International Journal of Obesity, 2024. What this means for patients: focus on activities that target deep abdominal fat, aerobic exercise, Mediterranean diet, rather than just achieving weight loss goals. For clinicians, consider body composition analysis and visceral fat measurement as more meaningful targets than BMI for diabetes prevention. For policymakers, prevention programs should emphasize sustainable lifestyle changes that reduce visceral adiposity rather than short-term weight loss. Frequently asked questions: why does visceral fat loss provide lasting protection when other fat reduction doesn't? Visceral fat produces inflammatory cytokines and hormones that directly interfere with insulin function. Removing this metabolically active tissue appears to reset inflammatory pathways in ways that persist long term, unlike subcutaneous fat, which is less metabolically active. Can people specifically target visceral fat loss without losing total weight? While spot reduction isn't possible, aerobic exercise and Mediterranean dietary patterns preferentially reduce visceral fat, even with modest total weight changes. Resistance training and stress reduction also help target deep abdominal fat deposits. How can individuals measure their visceral fat levels? DEXA scans and specialized body composition analyzers can estimate visceral fat, though MRI remains the gold standard. Waist circumference and waist-to-hip ratio provide accessible proxy measurements for clinical use. These findings represent a paradigm shift toward understanding obesity as a heterogeneous condition where fat distribution matters more than total quantity. Future diabetes prevention strategies may prioritize sustainable lifestyle interventions that specifically target visceral adiposity, potentially offering more durable protection than traditional weight-focused approaches. The research provides compelling evidence that metabolic health improvements can persist far beyond active intervention periods when the right biological targets are addressed. Source: visceral fat loss leaves 10-year metabolic legacy, cutting diabetes risk by 28% despite weight regain.